For we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, light will shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying around in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For we who are living are always being handed over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our mortal flesh. This is the word of God.
Lord our God, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you for this opportunity to be in your presence together as a family, as the community church. Thank you for music. Thank you for the gift of lifting up our voices in praise and worship as a way to express our love to you. And Lord, we've all come because we have a need. We have a need to be healed. We have a need to be restored. And we need your word to speak to our hearts this morning. So if there's something that prevents us from being open to receive your message, I pray that your spirit will take care of it, that you will indeed open our hearts and our lives to receive from you this morning, that you will pour into our broken and shattered cups. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So if I have to put today's message in a headline somewhere, it would be something like this. When things break in our lives, God can and will bring purpose out of the brokenness. So when you deal with brokenness in your life, God can and he will do something about it. So let me see, how many of you are familiar with the Japanese art form called kintsugi? It means golden joinery or golden repair. It's the Japanese art of repairing broken pottery by mending the areas of breakage with a type of lacquer that is dusted or mixed with powdered gold or silver or platinum. But let me show you this picture and you'll immediately know what I'm talking about. So you've all seen this, right? You're all familiar with with this, what I'm talking about. So you know, in our culture, it's very easy to simply throw away something that is broken. But the philosophy here with kintsugi is that breakage and repair is part of the history of an object. It's not something to disguise. It's about embracing the flawed and the imperfect, keeping an object around even after it is broken. And the cracks and repairs are seen as events in the life of an object, and not something that allows its service to end at the time of its damage or breakage. So listen, we have all experienced times of brokenness. And we somehow came out of it. You have the scars to show for it, but somehow, by God's grace, you were put back together again. Or maybe you've appropriately processed it in therapy, and You can now look back and see how that experience has shaped who you are now. Or maybe, you know, you're feeling like you are broken right now, this very moment, and the wounds are fresh and they are raw because you were betrayed by someone you consider to be a friend. Or your relationship with a parent or a child is fractured. Or you've fallen. And the stretch of going without that bad habit lays shattered on the floor. You thought you got rid of it for good, but you didn't. Or you keep giving in to that addiction and it's breaking and hurting you and those around you. Or maybe you're not as independent as you used to be, and it's very hard to accept and to get used to that. Or you're praying that the wound of loss would somehow, you know, get better and somehow heal. So it's safe to say, I think, that we all go through times of brokenness, whether or not we're in one right now. So Paul, this great apostle, says in verse 7, but we have this treasure in clay jars. Says, we have this treasure from God, but we are like clay jars that hold the treasure. And a clay jar is fragile, and it's vulnerable. It can crack. It can break. The treasure Paul is talking about here is Jesus. Jesus who was crucified, but who also rose from the dead. The treasure is the message of Jesus and the glory of God reflected in Jesus. The treasure is the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul says, but we have this treasure in clay jars. Why? So that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. He says, you know why this treasure is held in something like clay jars? Why this precious message about Jesus and the glory of God are carried around in unadorned clay pots of our ordinary lives? Why would God keep this great treasure in such vulnerable containers? Something so fragile, something so unimpressive. Paul says God wants to show that the power of his glory is from him. He leaves no room to suggest that power comes from Paul or any other human being. The power of the gospel is so overwhelming that it's not limited by the quality or the fragility of its container. Because you see, God displays his limitless power and glory by distributing it through limited and common human vessels. And so as human beings, just like clay jars, we are fragile, and yet God chooses us as vessels to carry the good news of the gospel. So during Lent, as you know, the focus is on the suffering of Jesus. And when we see Jesus suffer on the cross, we're looking into a mirror. And what is reflected is our own fragility and brokenness as human beings. We don't suffer like Jesus did, but we each carry our own cross through life. And so when we look at the story of Jesus' life and his death and his resurrection, what we see is that God is at work through what is broken. And what that means is that in our suffering, Jesus is with us. Verse 10 says, we carry the death of Jesus in our own body so that the life of Jesus can also be seen in our bodies. Our bodies show Jesus' death and what that was like, but Jesus was also raised from the dead. And he overcame suffering. And so just as Jesus is with us in our suffering, so do we get to participate in the new and the repaired life of Jesus. Because you see, even though we get broken, even though we have trouble all around us, and even though we do not know what to do many times, even though we are sometimes persecuted, even though we hurt sometimes, even though we've all been broken, God puts us back together again. And so Paul points out this powerful truth. He says, we have troubles all around us, but we are not defeated. We do not know what to do, but we do not give up the hope of living. We are persecuted, but God does not leave us. We are hurt sometimes, but we are not destroyed. And so, yes, we suffer, but we're never crushed. And yes, we get knocked down, but somehow we get up again. Does this mean that we don't carry around scars with us? No. We all have our scars to show, don't we? Does this mean that our jaws become fixed and smooth like they were never broken? No, does not. We are holding the life and death of Jesus in our bodies at the same time. And what it means is that we have gold seams like in kintsugi. And the extraordinary power, remember, of putting us back together, that belongs to God. And only God can create life from death. And only God can create life in death. And the clay jars of our lives, broken and repaired, are evidence of God's work in and through us. And we can trust that no matter what happens, God will never abandon us. And that is what gives us hope. In the face of death and suffering and our own fragility and our own brokenness, life is always at work. And so the scriptures say, God commanded light to shine in the dark. Now God is shining in our hearts to let you know that His glory is seen in Jesus Christ. So Paul says we are also part of God's plan for redemption, because we are kintsugi pieces in God's art gallery. Or to put it differently, the way God is working in us, the way in which He brings restoration to our broken lives, the way He brings life from death in our circumstances, all of that is a testimony or a witness of God's grace and God's love and God's power to other people. So please know, I'm not saying that you have to go look for suffering, okay? I'm not trying to glorify suffering. What I'm saying is something we all know, and that is that brokenness and suffering is part of life. It'll happen whether you seek it or not. But Jesus works in spite of, and He works through our brokenness. So as I end, let me just ask you then, Where are the places that you need healing? In what areas of your life do you need to be restored and put back together again? Where do you need the gold to be poured in? Because during this Lenten journey, you have the opportunity to identify where you are going to invite God's healing into your life. Decide what broken parts of your life will you open up for God's gold to be poured in so that you can be put back together again. Where can you open yourself up to the healing that God is offering this Lenten season? In other words, how will you allow God to piece together your broken cup and fill your cup and pour into you? Why don't you make space this week to just check in with yourself? Why don't you confess and accept the places of brokenness you might not have acknowledged before, and intentionally invite God in and pray that God's Spirit will put you back together again. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we all need healing because we're all broken in some way or another. Thank you that your power to restore, your power to heal, your power to put back together again is available to all of us through your Son, Jesus Christ, and through your mighty Spirit. Let us all acknowledge that we are broken, that there are areas where we need your healing, where we need to be put back together again, and invite you in and open ourselves up for the healing presence of your Holy Spirit. Pour into us, God. Restore, repair our broken vessels, our broken cups, as we give you thanks in the name of your Son, Jesus, who makes this possible. Amen.